He speeds up as they pass the sign for the school, because if he doesn't do it now, then the moment will be lost. But as he draws level, his courage fails. He passes by, brushing her arm with the very lightest of touches, and then there is nothing for it but to keep walking on. When he turns back, she has discovered a friend, a tall boy, not, of course, as tall as the ugly man, and she's talking to him in that laconic way that teenagers do. The man wonders whether she'll allow herself to become friends with this one. She's never managed to let herself go enough yet. She has a sense of impending doom whenever somebody talks to her, because she knows that sooner or later, her body will tell her to use those special teeth to take what is rightfully hers. He remembers the look on her face as she saw her mother's throat dripped out. He remembers the confusion and the fear in her eyes as her tormentor tried to make her change her baby brother. She doesn't know, as he does, that the little boy was changed, and that he's living now in Eastern Europe, used as a tool to terrify troubled young people into working as part of the seediest economical institutions. She knows that vampires are trouble, but she has no idea how much. The two kids are walking slowly towards the school, smoking and talking. Their body language doesn't indicate particular closeness, but she's not on her guard in the same way as usual. He seems to have made her feel at ease. The ugly man is grudgingly impressed. This is not the boy she daydreams about, though. He's sure of that. She may not have been to school for a long time, but that one has rarely been out of her thoughts. This one, meanwhile, well, his feelings are unreciprocated. She probably hasn't even noticed what they are. She is still a teenager, after all. Paying attention to the feelings of others isn't going to be her strong suit. The ugly man walks around the outside of the school grounds, watching as they enter the building. He wonders whether she'll be picked on this time. It's happened to her in a few of these places. Not because of what she is, but because of her worries about being caught out. Other kids sense the weakness there. They think she's an easy target, which she is in a way. Of course she could defend herself, but she's worried about what this might entail. The potential cost of letting her emotions take over is far too great. She's told herself this on many occasions. This is why she spends so much of her time perfecting the art of not being seen. The second bell rings, and the ugly man wonders what he'll do for the rest of the day. He'll need to be back here after school, of course, to make sure she gets home safely, but he can't hang around the whole time. Someone will notice, and in this day and age, they'll call the police. He retires to a nearby second-hand bookshop and peruses the pages of every volume. The place is dead, so the assistant seems not to mind. He might be a little more irritated if he knew that the ugly man was never going to buy a book. Although if he delved into the reasoning behind this, he'd be more surprised than anything. After all, why would you spend so much time hanging around a bookshop if you can't read?